Welcome back. Yeah, this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we didn't mean to pander on the Operation GI Barbecue, but we really want to pull this thing off, and we need a little bit of help here. So you guys have been always so very generous and got behind us on this
really
thing. We're just asking for a little final push here.
Well, and the cool thing is we finally get to deliver this last two big loads.
Right.
And then we need to see if we can't start rejuvenating it and do it again next year.
Right.
Now that we have a track greased. I mean, if the Marine Corps is the only one that's going to play ball with us, I don't care if we send all these smokers to the Marines.
Right.
Doesn't hurt my feelings at all. They're all GIs.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I wish the Air Force would step up, though. They're kind of shaming me.
Well, you're all right, man. It's politics. It doesn't have anything to do with the guys we want to get to. You know what
right.
I mean? It's somewhere between them and us.
That's right.
Is where this thing gets shut down. But anyway.
So I want to talk about caveman steaks.
Right.
Now, last night I did these. They were 2-inch thick, aged. They were 14 days aged porterhouse. And I did them in a caveman fashion.
And what do you mean by that?
And if you go online and look at caveman steaks, you'll see a whole bunch of people have done them this way. The guy that turned me on to it was Steve Reichlin, but I, after wanting to look at his old video, I saw that there's quite a few guys actually who have videos on caveman steaks, which is one of the reasons I'm probably not going to bother doing a video on this. But we should, because it's just a cool process. But basically, you're taking a big, thick steak, and in this case, I chose 14-day dry-aged, which were fantastic. And there's a story to aging as well. And then basically everybody has a little different opinion onto the steps, but I like to put the oil on first. Now, some people say to put the oil on after the salt and pepper. I don't know how much difference it really makes. I'm just used to putting the oil on first. So I put some garlic EVO on and then some coarse sea salt, a fair amount of it, and then coarse ground black pepper, a ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them sit on the counter for a half an hour. And that's part of another story or conversation to have about salting. There's lots of theories and studies and all these things about the salting. But the conclusion I've come to is, and the evidence points to in the studies I tend to believe or agree with, about a half an hour tends to be the perfect time for tenderness and texture. I was trying the 1 hour and the 3 hour methods. I found that those just got the meat a little too salty, even though I rinsed them when it was done. So anyway, I chose last night to do 30 minutes on the counter with the coarse salt, coarse pepper. And I had my Cajun grill, my beautiful big Cajun.
Which is a charcoal grill.
It's a charcoal grill made in Louisiana by Percy Guidry. It's a wonderful grill. It's on my back deck. Just use it all the time. I put some of that nice Parker charcoal in there. Got a big fire going. And
that's lump charcoal,
Not briquettes. After it was all red, yes, it's lump charcoal. And you have to do this with lump. You can't do this with briquettes.
Right.
There's too much ash. So you just fan the ash off the top. You spread your coals out to a nice bed, a big enough bed to handle the size of the steaks you're putting on. Then you take something that will fan them, like a piece of metal, a cookie pan, something like that, and just lightly blow off the ash on top, and you set the steaks right on the coals.
Right.
It is so cool. And you got to take pictures. I'll put my pictures on our website with the technique to do this. They'll be up sometime Saturday, this afternoon.
All right, so let's digress a little bit into this. Now, the lump charcoal is going to burn at a glowing ember.
1250.
Right, at 1250 degrees. So it's hot. You need a glove on or you need some really long tongs because you do not want to get your knuckles down toward that fire. That's issue one.
A glove and tongs is probably a good way to
right.
do it.
The second thing is that you heard him say that there's a lot of coarse pepper and a lot of ground salt, sea salt. The reason is that's going to create a little barrier between those coals and that meat, and it's going to create a crust, too, when
yep.
you're cooking it. Both of those are very important if
They're
you're going
very
to do
good.
This. Yeah, because The one is it creates a little barrier, but the second is it drives in a tremendous amount of flavor into that meat, and you want both of those if you're going to do this.
Right. And I went with 2-inch, which is incredibly thick.
Right.
Inch and a half, it depends on who you're cooking for and how the doneness they want their steak, but I'm a medium rare guy, rare to medium rare, right. So the 2-inch is perfect. To be honest, I had to put my wife's back on the grate. I put the grate on, and then I had to finish hers off a little bit because it just wasn't done enough for her,
right?
Which really broke my heart. But I brought it up to hers up to a medium and ruined it. But so, and then the amount of time you're going to leave it on is going to be around 4 minutes.
For the first side.
The first side, yeah. And then, you know, with a welding glove, just lift that steak up and take a peek at it and mm-hmm. take a look at the bottom. It should be getting nice and charred and black, and it'll be crusty. If it's crusty, it's time to flip it over.
Right.
Put it right back in the same spot because there's no ash there, and another 4 minutes there, and pull it off, set it on a plate for about 10 to 15 minutes and let it rest. It's okay to cover the plate when it's resting if you want the temperature to lower slowly. And the juices in that steak will move around in that muscle, that body of meat, as it cools off. And that hot liquid from the surface wants to migrate, and as it travels through the meat, it cooks the rest of the meat to a certain level.
Right.
And that's why I'm only going 4 minutes a side if it's a 2-inch thick steak.
Okay, so we're big advocates of the thermopen or a digital thermometer. If a guy's not done this before, when you took that off and you let it to rest, if he puts it into the center, whereabouts are you?
130.
Yeah, exactly. So where I'm going is Maureen, his wife, wanted it a little more
140.
Done. You don't necessarily want it done on those coals because you don't want to get a burn.
Right.
You just want to get that crust on there. So if you're cooking for the medium to medium well lover, you need to put it on a grate up off the coals.
Or indirect. You can put it in and just move it to the side, shut the lid, and do fine too. Now the true caveman steak is typically what you do is you dig a hole and you build a fire. And you can go as primal as you want. You can literally take a stick and stone and some weeds and, you know, go crazy caveman on the thing. It's kind of fun to do that if you've never done it. You need to try it.
I'm
a time
on a
or
lump
two.
Charcoal with a lighter.
I understand that, man, but I'm just saying there's a lot to be said for making this a festive event.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a bunch of them, the more primal you get, the crazier it gets, and, you know, maybe your wife gets a little primal later on. You know, I'm just saying, it could happen. Bring out the cave girl.
Yeah, it all depends what sauce you put on it, I'm sure. But anyway, that is a cool way to do it.
Sauces we're covering in the fourth segment.
Right, yeah. When you get this caveman steak off there, I just really can't stress enough, get a good welding glove and get a long set of tongs. You're reaching down and almost touching a 1,200-degree fire.
Right.
And we just have to keep you safe when you do that because
right.
it isn't going to burn a little. It'll burn a lot
yeah.
if you touch
it. So another thing to remember is you should have a pastry brush or a horsehair paintbrush.
Uh-huh.
When you lift that steak off the fire, lightly brush it to get any hot coals off it and let them fall back down in the fire. Brush that off over your fire.
Right.
And if there's a little residual ash on it, but it's going to be pretty black, and it's going to look almost like you ruined it when you first pull it off, but it's got a ton of black pepper on it and very coarse black pepper.
Right.
And so that's going to add to the blackness. Plus, you're kind of burning it.
But you got 2 inches. In his case, you got 2 inches of steak, so you got to drive that heat into the center of there. Leaving that out a little bit on the counter ahead of time helped that cooking because it
yes.
evens out the temperature of the meat.
It brought it from 42 degrees up to 75 degrees.
Right, yep. So coming up next, we might spin your rotisserie a little bit. Stick with us. We'll be back.
You look way too good. This feels way too right.